Legal report. On June 30, 2011, the European Court of Human Rights, or ECHR, ruled that the government of France violated the rights of Jehovah's Witnesses when it imposed a 60% tax on all religious donations made to Jehovah's Witnesses in France between 1993 and 1996. Although the court invited the parties to settle the matter amicably, the government insisted that the excessive taxation was not illegal, so a friendly settlement was not possible. Thus, in a decision issued on July 5, 2012, the ECHR ordered the French government to remove all consequences of the tax. In addition to returning €4,590,295, or $5,749,440 U.S., that were confiscated when the taxation was imposed, plus interest accrued since the money was confiscated, the government is to pay the witnesses an additional €55,000, or $68,890 U.S., for legal expenses. Jehovah's loyal servants in Eritrea have been stripped of their citizenship because of their faithful stand on neutrality. Over the past 17 years, many have been arrested, and at present about 50 brothers and sisters, including elderly women and children as young as 2 years old, are in prison. Sadly, in July 2011, Brother Miskina Gebretinsay became the first witness to die in Eritrea's prisons. Prior to his death, he was in solitary confinement in a sheet metal container for a week. He is alleged to have died under mysterious circumstances. Our brothers continue to make efforts to meet with officials to help them understand that our peaceful nature and desire to remain neutral are not in conflict with our respect for the government of Eritrea. Jehovah's Witnesses in India continue to endure mob violence while engaging in their ministry. Men, women, minors, and even a 60-year-old grandmother and an 18-month-old baby have experienced verbal and physical assaults. Some have been stripped of their clothing and even threatened with death. Police inaction and prejudice have added to the victimization of Jehovah's Witnesses. Instead of prosecuting the perpetrators, the police have incarcerated the witnesses under falsely based criminal charges. Those arrested are often subjected to unreasonable bail conditions and verbal and physical assaults by the police, and are refused medical attention, food, and water. Thereafter, they endure years of litigation as criminal defendants before they are exonerated. Several human rights complaints have been filed with the National Human Rights Commission in the hope that it will come to the aid of our brothers. In November 2011, the ECHR unanimously concluded that Turkey had violated the right of freedom of conscience of Yunus Ercep, one of Jehovah's Witnesses who was convicted and imprisoned for his conscientious objection to military service. Since March 1998, Brother Ercep has been called up for military duty 39 times and has been prosecuted over 30 times. Brother Ercep has been fined, imprisoned, and confined to a psychiatric hospital for religious paranoia. In October 2004, Brother Ercep filed an application to the ECHR. In its judgment, the court stated that the applicant, as a member of Jehovah's Witnesses, sought to be exempted from military service, not for reasons of personal benefit or convenience, but on the ground of his genuinely held religious convictions. Fethi Demirtas is another one of Jehovah's Witnesses in Turkey who refused military training when he was called up in 2005. He was arrested, beaten, prosecuted, and imprisoned for 554 days until his release in June 2007. Because Brother Demirtas would not compromise his Bible-based beliefs, a report was prepared to classify him as having a mental illness. In its judgment against Turkey, the ECHR found that Brother Demirtas suffered inhumane treatment at the hands of Turkish authorities and that his right to freedom of conscience had been violated. The previously mentioned two ECHR decisions closely follow the landmark judgment of July 2011, Bayatyan v. Armenia, in which the Grand Chamber of the ECHR confirmed that the European Convention protects the rights of conscientious objectors. These rulings are binding on all member states of the Council of Europe, including Turkey. The ECHR also issued judgments against Armenia in the cases Bukharatyan versus Armenia and Saturyan versus Armenia in January 2012, confirming the violation of religious freedom of two of Jehovah's Witnesses who conscientiously objected to military service. In rendering its judgments, the court cited its landmark Bayatyan versus Armenia judgment. Despite these historic judgments against Armenia, though, the government continues to prosecute, convict, and imprison conscientious objectors. Amendments to the Law on Alternative Service, approved by the government of Armenia in March 2012, have yet to be considered by Parliament. It is hoped that the Armenian government will implement the ECHR judgments by releasing brothers who are still imprisoned as conscientious objectors. Jehovah's Witnesses in Azerbaijan continue to face governmental pressure, raids and arrests for attending religious meetings, censorship of religious literature, deportation of foreign members, physical and verbal abuse by the police, and the threat of deregistration. Since the State Committee for Work with Religious Associations turned down the witnesses' application for re-registration, police have increasingly disrupted the witnesses' peaceful meetings for worship, interfered with their ministry, and restricted the importation and distribution of their Bible literature. Courts have imposed heavy fines on Jehovah's Witnesses for distributing religious literature and attending religious meetings. For example, one sister was fined $1,909 U.S. for attending a meeting in the city of Ganja. Because these punitive actions violate the right to worship freely, as guaranteed by the European Convention on Human Rights, numerous applications have been filed with the ECHR in the hope of bringing an end to the harassment and persecution of Jehovah's Witnesses in Azerbaijan. Law enforcement officials in various parts of Russia continue to harass and persecute Jehovah's Witnesses and press the courts to condemn the witnesses for exercising their freedom to worship God. On the basis of a widely criticized law on extremism, the Russian courts have declared at least 64 publications of Jehovah's Witnesses to be extremist. Recently, a prosecutor requested that Learn from the Great Teacher, a book that teaches children about Jesus Christ, be declared extremist. In many parts of Russia, the courts have also blocked access to Jehovah's Witnesses' official website. They have granted law enforcement officials permission to carry out covert surveillance of congregation members, including secret video surveillance and interception of mail. As a result, the police regularly interview opposing neighbors, search the homes of witnesses, and confiscate religious literature and other personal items. Witnesses have been apprehended while walking on the street, driving their car, or getting off a train. Christian meetings have been disrupted by the police, and elders have been prosecuted for their spiritual shepherding activities in the congregation. In some regions, prosecutors are trying to get the courts to order the liquidation of local religious organizations, or LRO, of Jehovah's Witnesses. In May 2012, in the city of Taganrog, 17 witnesses were charged with organizing and participating in criminal activity merely for practicing their faith. It was in this region that the LRO of Jehovah's Witnesses was liquidated in 2009 by court order, and the Kingdom Hall was confiscated because of alleged extremism. Denied the use of their Kingdom Hall, the witnesses met in private homes or rented halls, but now the authorities are trying to prevent all organized worship. In July 2012, a pioneer couple in the Siberian city of Chita was found guilty of incitement to hatred because they distributed the allegedly extremist Bible study book, What Does the Bible Really Teach?, while sharing their faith with others. They were each sentenced to 200 hours of compulsory labor, but they are appealing their conviction. Although the ECHR has rendered two resounding victories for Jehovah's Witnesses against Russia, Kuznetsov and Others versus Russia in 2007, and Jehovah's Witnesses of Moscow versus Russia in 2010, the Russian authorities continue to ignore these decisions from this prestigious court. Consequently, Jehovah's Witnesses have another 19 applications pending before the ECHR, in the hope that further decisions from the ECHR will move Russian authorities to cease persecuting Jehovah's people and to allow them to go on leading a calm and quiet life with full godly devotion and seriousness. 1 Timothy 2:2. South Korea continues to imprison young brothers because of their Christian neutrality. Each month, about 45 young brothers are convicted and sentenced to 1.5 years in prison. As a result, about 750 brothers are currently suffering imprisonment in Korea. This is the largest number of Jehovah's Witnesses imprisoned for their faith in any country of the world. Since 1950, some 17,000 of Jehovah's Witnesses have been sentenced to a total of more than 32,000 years of prison time. In 2012, the authorities stepped up their repression of witness conscientious objectors by sentencing to prison terms, for the first time, individuals who conscientiously objected to their call-up as reservists. In the past, these individuals were only fined for refusing reservist military training. Because there are several reservist call-ups over the years, those who object to reservist duty will face multiple trials. For example, in November 2011, Ho Jung-sen was sentenced to 8 months imprisonment. Then, in June 2012, he was again tried, and this time sentenced to 6 months imprisonment. He was detained immediately after the second trial and released on bail after 29 days, pending the outcome of his appeal. He now faces a prison sentence of 14 months. On several occasions, the United Nations Human Rights Committee has condemned South Korea for violating the right to freedom of conscience. New applications are currently pending before this committee and before the South Korean Constitutional Court in an attempt to resolve the matter.